Teenagers, I'm going to need your help in a few minutes. I'm wondering if the teens could open their Bibles to John 20, the passage we just heard, and especially verses 11 through 18. I'm going to need you in a minute, but find John 20. And children, I have a question for you that is a really weird question for Easter Sunday. Are you ready? Okay, here's the question. What do you think is the saddest day or the saddest hour you've ever had in your life? What do you think is the saddest day or the saddest hour you've ever had in your life? I'm going to give you guys, you don't need to raise your hands, I'm going to give you about 20 seconds to, well, a little more to think about it. Why don't you all take a minute to think and then turn to the person next to you, if you know them and you're comfortable, and tell them what you think was the saddest day or the saddest hour of your life. Give you a minute. You could pick one of the saddest ones. Take another half of a minute to think about that and share with each other. Okay. I overheard my niece Esther saying it's whenever she has to leave the park. Which is as big as problems get at three. But I'm imagining you have some even harder answers than that. But I wanted to ask you, because in the reading that we heard this morning, kids, we heard about what was probably the saddest day ever for Mary Magdalene, Mary of Magdala. So when Mary went to the tomb weeping and looking for Jesus, she was so upset, she was so overwhelmed with grief, that she didn't even recognize that the angels were angels, right? So usually in the Bible, when people see angels, they freak out, they get afraid, they fall on the ground, they have to be calmed down. But Mary was so sad that she didn't even realize they were angels. She just, like, answers their question. And Mary was so sad that she didn't even recognize Jesus when he was standing in front of her, right? Now, to be fair, he seemed to have looked a little bit different than the last time she saw him, but also she seems to just be so consumed by her grief, she's not seeing anything clearly. She was a big, hot mess of weeping. I'm not sure we ever see anyone more a mess in the Bible than Mary Magdalene on Easter morning. So, teenagers, this is your moment. Did you notice that both the angels and Jesus start out by asking her the same question? Teens, what is it that they both say to her? Both the angels, who she doesn't realize are angels, and Jesus ask her the same question. What did they ask her? Somebody put your hand up. Bella. What did they both say, though? That's definitely they say that, but what do they have in common? Yeah, they both ask her why she's crying. They both say, "Woman, why are you weeping?" So think about that. Think about what the angels and Jesus didn't say to Mary. Here's one thing they didn't say. I saw this yesterday. What did they not say to her on Resurrection Sunday? Can one of you read this out loud for the little ones who can't read? Yeah, Adela? Happy vibes only. Right? Jesus does not see Mary and say, happy vibes only. Notice that the angel doesn't even say to Mary the same thing that the angels at the tomb say to other people that morning. Things like, he is risen, he's not here. But to Mary, they stop and say, woman, why are you weeping? And then when Jesus appears to Mary, he doesn't say, ta-da! I'm back. Cheer up. No, actually, first he says to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" Do you notice that Jesus cared about Mary's tears, even though he knew her sadness was about to get better? Jesus didn't rush her from sad to happy. So kids, I want you to know, did you know Jesus cares about your tears too? That he comes close to you when you're sad. Now it's true that God has a plan to make the world healed and fixed and right again, to get rid of death forever. That's why he died and rose again. But right now, while we're waiting for that, when we're sad, Jesus moves in and meets us in our sadness and says, "Honey, why are you crying?" What a gentle rescuer we have. He meets us where we are. What a loving king. Hallelujah.